This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly, 1 hour from the Jordan Mailata Show. First one of the year. It'll be every Monday at 6 o'clock. Jordan, myself, and Elliot Shore Parks. Then starting next week, the Players Lounge returns with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, after the Jordan Mailata Show. That starts next week. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Who's better, Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts? 60% of Josh Allen. I have to be honest with you, Ike. When people are agreeing with me, I just kind of want to be like, well, now I feel mean. You know what I mean? Like, I expected more fight back than I got.
Well, you should feel mean.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be mean. I feel like I've been harassed for the last year.
Yeah.
I just was trying to get it off my chest.
You got that game last night. You're like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I know y'all saw what I saw.
A week one victory.
Yeah.
Jalen gets it done in the bigger games.
Yes, for sure.
So you know what this is going to lead up to eventually.
What? A Super Bowl?
Possibly that, for sure.
Yeah.
Who would you root for?
Oh, I would root for the Eagles.
Just making sure.
Okay.
I'm not even going to ask you because I'm afraid.
Well, yeah, you
I'm
know
afraid
the answer
of the answer you, that you would give.
Yeah. As long as Josh Allen plays well.
Yeah. But they do meet later on this year.
Yeah. In there. Up in.
In Buffalo, yeah.
First time since what? The Miles Sanders game?
Yes.
Yeah. So, all I'm saying is, if he goes up there and beats Josh Allen, like, there has to be something said for that.
Sure. If he plays well.
No, if he beats
it.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
I don't know.
There's a lot.
I don't know. All Phil's Mets in an hour. A little locked in.
Why is his mic going
out? Oh, my goodness gracious. Now it's loud.
It's okay for my mic to go out. It's never okay when Spike mic goes
out. I disagree. Well, I think a lot of people disagree with that.
Yeah, everybody's happy.
I think people wish my mic would be off more.
Yes.
You know?
Mine as well. I talk too much, I've been told. All right. Let's get to the – oh, by the way, happy birthday to Joe. I just spoke to Joe's daughter, came over and said, it is Joe's birthday. She's like, my dad's coming in. It's his birthday.
Okay.
And she said, can you wish him a happy birthday? I was like, of course. And I said, what's his name? She said, Joe. I said, how old is he? And she said, 69.
Ah, nice.
And I had that grin. And she was like, you can make jokes about that if you want. I was like, all right, there we go. So happy 69th birthday, Joe.
His daughter said that?
Nice birthday. She saw the grin on my face. How was I going to do, not make the joke? She's an adult.
Yeah, I guess. If he's 69.
And she couldn't remember my name. She just knew I was that guy's son. So if I want to make a 69 book.
Should we change the name of the show to that? Ike, that guy's son, and Chris.
I did it again. Son. We got to figure out what's going on. Let's do the High Hopes Jackie Bass. Or no, the top five of five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I will say, this is a new one for remote Spike, is having to deal with his mic going in and out. And it's not on. That's good.
Yep, there you go.
There we go.
Do the rest of the show without Spike.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Look, man, I get just as frustrated when your mics don't work, just so we're clear.
Yeah, you're an equal opportunist
yes.
when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah.
So the Philly Karen moment, again, didn't think it was that big of a deal. I mean, it happened. It was like that she didn't seem great. She didn't seem fun. I didn't think it was going to turn into a whole weekend conversation.
By the way, the videos afterwards of her giving people the finger in the...
Yeah, she seemed dreadful.
Yes.
Just dreadful.
Because I'm willing to forgive people for bad moments, but her bad moment looked like it lasted about 25 minutes.
No, I will say.
Yeah.
The dad did come from a far way away to take that.
It's all right. It was an empty section.
But it is baseball etiquette
that
whoever hands is on it first wins.
Yes.
Yeah. He's aggressive.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be aggressive. So I have for you the top five most Philly fan moments, because that was pretty Philly fan. You know, us fighting each other in the stands.
Oh, yeah.
In Miami.
In Miami.
Yeah.
And her freaking out. So what I have for you, number five. Now, there's not audio of this, but it's an oldie but a goodie. And it's a staple in Philadelphia growing up when we talk about Philly fan moments. I think it's actually started to get forgotten. But when the fan went into the penalty box to fight Ty Domi.
Yes.
It doesn't get brought up as much anymore.
No.
But think about the insanity of a Flyers fan jumping into the penalty box to fight arguably the best fighter in hockey.
Right. One of the. Yep.
Psychotic. It's psychotic.
Yeah.
That's why I was playing.
Definitely why you were playing.
Yeah. I remember that.
I think it was 2000.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's when men were men.
Yeah.
That's the first thing, even though you shouldn't touch
it.
It's
like the glass broke, right, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Unbelievable.
The fourth most Philly fan moment, and I think these are around the same time, so I'm cheating on my own list because it's two and they're both Sixers related. The first is when the local doctor, was caught on camera giving Westbrook the double bird. Do you remember that?
Oh, Russell Westbrook. Oh, yeah.
I think that was Embiid's first game. I think it was Embiid's.
It was Embiid's first
game. Because I remember I was in the building for it, and this guy was so mad.
Yep.
He gave the most clear double bird we've seen in
right
a while.
Right on national TV, too.
Yeah. Yep.
The courtside seats.
And by the way, Russell Westbrook's response was so good. He was like,
"Yeah, whose man's is this?
Yeah.
Come get y'all guy.
Instantly became a GIF.
Yeah, yes.
I say GIF. I get offended.
GIF.
But around that time was also when Isaiah Thomas went into the crowd because the crowd called him something. And after the game, he talked about that moment. Buzz, did you not find it?
You did not tell me to pull that.
No way.
Oh, awesome.
Do you remember when Isaiah Thomas said that? Isaiah Thomas I'm sorry, I just wanted a Frosty.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember that now. I didn't remember it, but I do remember it.
And I, you know, maybe a fan says something, but first of all, dude, you're 5'10". You know.
5'10", he might be 5'8".
5'8",
yeah.
Elliot size.
Yeah, so you're rolling up in the stands like you're about to do something to somebody. I get you play basketball, but that don't make you a knockout artist, and this is Philadelphia.
Yep.
The wrong person you catch in the stands, you might not come back out of those stands.
Yeah,
not the move. Not the right move.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just wanted a Frosty.
Same city that had a guy that wanted to fight Ty Domi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Number three most Philly fan moment is, when you get arrested and you're on camera, you still got to let the people know who you root for.
Eagles are on the minds of just about everyone as we get ready for this Sunday's game.
A man being arrested in Luzerne County had just one thing to say to reporters when being taken into custody.
Go Eagles.
I think he's...
I remember that, too.
It was a good one. It was right around the Super Bowl, right in 17.
Now, Luzerne's far, right?
Yeah, it's like Central PA.
Definitely, because he would have said, go Birds.
I know.
Yeah.
He recently passed, by the way.
That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw this. I was less than a year ago. And then the Go Eagles guy died.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
Would have gone to the funeral. I absolutely would have gone to the funeral as a bit.
By the way, it's the only snobby Philly thing I do. Go Eagles don't work for me.
Oh, yeah. You got to go Birds.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does not work for me. Yeah. And I apologize in advance. But I will correct you on site if you say go Eagles.
No, it's not.
Oh,
the,
really?
It's not the
yes,
same.
Yes, I can't let it go.
Yeah, and you should.
It's Go Birds.
Yeah, it's Go Birds.
It's
man.
Go Birds. My favorite Go Birds moment of my life was when, I think it was 2 or 3 years, my wife and I went to Bar Harbor, Maine, and for vacation. Now, that's a
Bahama.
It's like a 9-hour drive. It's
oh, wow.
pretty far.
It's great.
Yeah. We're on a hike in the national park up there. I'm wearing an Eagles hoodie in Maine. 4 times on our 2-mile hike, I got somebody walk by and just go, go Birds. In Maine.
Yeah.
In Maine. It yeah. was the best.
That's the best.
Yep.
You just get it. It's the spoken language of the city. Fritz.
Come on, Jack.
Get over it.
It.
Get over it.
Yep.
It's what we say.
Come
when
on.
We meet one of our brethren out somewhere.
Yep.
It's go Birds.
You say that. I don't care. You watch a Phillies game at a bar. You see a Philly person, you're out of town, you give him a Go Birds.
Yep.
And I never know what to say when someone go Birds me. I'm like, yeah, all right.
No, say it
no,
back.
No, I can't, dude. I can't. I just hate it.
Do you know
I
how
really
many years I got? Now, Trust the Process was one for me for
a
while.
For you, yeah.
Yeah. But go Birds. You don't say it back?
Not really.
Oh.
No,
nah,
I don't know.
That was terrible.
I don't know. Even with Go Phils, I'm like, yeah.
Nah, say it
I'm
back.
I'm bad at it. I'm bad
say
at it.
It back.
I don't know what their fan qualifications are. So, like, that's where I'm like, what do you know about the team?
Give him a go bird.
That's when he starts to want to know questions, yeah.
I do.
Hey, give me your favorite Ike Reese play.
yeah. You want to say go birds? What did I, who did Ike take out in the Ravens game? All right. The second most Philly fan moment of all time is we own a lot of records in this town. But one of the most, one of our most proud records is we are the first stadium to ever use the taser.
And that's proud?
Yeah. The first ever use of a taser in the stadium.
Yeah.
CBP hung around for a while. The still image
yep.
of the cop behind the poor kid
yep.
as he's getting...
Get him!
As he's getting tased
get
in the heyday of the Phillies. I don't know. I don't think it's been used since. I got a little worried about the taser since. But at least in that moment, it was very Philly for it to happen.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was.
And that's back when they were still doing the Daily News, the print. So it was the back page. It was the back page of the Daily News,
yeah.
man.
I remember that. Yeah,
it was awesome.
It was crazy.
Get him!
Got him. But the number one most Philly fan moment of all time is, listen, when there's burning buildings and,
there we go.
And babies flying
oh,
out.
This
you
is
catch
number
you.
One.
You
this
always have
one.
To remind yourself of the players that are catching your ire, and that's what this guy did a couple of years ago.
My old coworkers took the ladder off the truck, raised it up, and was assisting people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
I don't think anything's going to top it, man.
Nope.
What a hero. And the look.
Yeah, the look into the camera.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yep. We do.
That's poor when Nelson was just getting crushed.
Oh, man. That was That was a moment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Was that 18 or 19? Was that 19?
I think it was the one where, remember when Carson hit him in the end zone and
yeah,
he dropped
it? Yeah, it was the New England game.
Yeah.
I just can't remember what year that was.
I think that was 18. I think it was 18.
It was 18 because of the year
before
Carson took him to the playoffs with
the bad team. Because it was the Seattle and Patriots game back-to-back weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Listening to all those, I just want to remind you listening and remind us, we live in the greatest city in the country.
Oh, without doubt.
Like, the psychos, the way that we are psychotic about sports. I have a friend that lives in San Francisco and told me yesterday, it's like I guess it's the parent of a friend group of one of his kids. He was like, you know, the guy's from Philly, and I know he's from Philly because he wears an Eagles hat every time I see him. And his kids are wearing Philly shirts every time I see them.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference between this city and other cities, the way they handle sports, simply by that sort of stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. You can't walk 10 feet in Philadelphia and not see somebody wearing something.
Yep.
And everybody cares. Even the people that don't like sports also care about it. It's the best city in the country. Totally. It's like, I've lived in Chicago, New York, L.A. when I was in college, but there's nothing like this city. There just isn't.
Nothing like it, brother. Yep.
215-592-9494. Albert in Maple Shade. You're on WIP. What's up, Albert?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Albert. How
What's
are
up,
you?
Albert?
Good. It's kind of weird. On Friday, I was the first caller after the top five, and then today, too. It's kind of funny.
Well, it's become a tradition, Albert.
Yeah, it's your spot, Albert.
Yeah, come on, man. It's a big spot.
I just noticed that. But I just want to talk about the Josh Allen and Jalen thing.
Yes, sir.
Josh is obviously the better quarterback. I mean, outside of the tush-push, I mean, everything better. Unfortunately, I would take him over Hurts. But you know, just the winning factor, and we don't have to play. He's in the AFC, so we don't have to worry about him as much. The only team I'd say, like, in the NFC that we have to worry about is the Packers. And Micah Parsons, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mulata, like, they take care of him. So I still feel like we're the team to be in the NFC, and I'm not really worried about it until the Super Bowl or when it actually matters against the AFC team.
Yeah, I mean, it's early.
I'm not throwing the towel in on the Rams just yet.
No, yeah.
Or Detroit. I know Detroit didn't look good Sunday.
I don't think he looked right. I don't know if he's going to – I don't know. I'm not trying to count
him
out.
Was that Stafford?
But
he didn't practice all training camp.
Yeah, he had a couple of throws yesterday that were pretty psycho, man.
And they didn't look great early in the season last year.
No.
They were much better going down the stretch.
Yeah.
And so I'm not – it's a long season. That's all I'm saying. It's a long season. We'll see how – these teams look come November.
We'll see. Washington, we'll see.
Washington, I think, still there.
Yeah,
a good team.
And look, you mentioned at the top, Albert.
I don't know, like,
Green Bay was good last year, and they added Micah Parsons, so they should be better, you know. I think we're lucky in that it doesn't seem like any team is a powerhouse in the NFC aside. The Eagles are clearly the most talented team.
Yes, the Eagles are still the most talented team. Yeah. Yep.
Albert, for next question today, what do you got for favorite daytime TV show?
Judge Mathis.
I was never a Judge Mathis guy.
What?
I was not.
Oh, man.
I was a Judge Judy guy. I was a People's Court guy. I don't think I've ever even watched it. I know what it is. I don't think I've ever watched
it. Oh, man. Judge Mathis was awesome. Not really daytime. He may be on in daytime now, but I think Judge Mathis started off in syndication at night. Like, they used to show him, like, 10 o'clock or 10:30.
Okay.
And then he got so popular, they moved him to right either before or after Judge Judy. That's how popular he got, to where they moved him up to where she was.
Now, was he mean to everyone like she was?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And because he was a brother, they like, we're going to throw you on here. He's from Detroit. Yeah, we're going to throw you on here with her. It's a nice combination. We got all demographics covered. Then you throw in little Joe Brown.
Oh, remember Judge Joe Brown? I remember that.
Now, come to find out, I understand now why Judge Joe Brown sometimes didn't make a lot of sense. He drinks a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, so he got into some issues off TV where he let his mouth get out there that he had a few. Judge Joe Brown, sometimes you didn't know his show could go off the rails, man.
Dude, I would have loved to be a judge on one of those shows.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been the best.
It's
just
funny.
Just the amount of times they would be like, are you serious right now?
Now look at my perspective compared to yours.
Yeah.
You're like, I would have loved to have been a judge on one of those shows. Me, I'm like, man, I wish I would have had one of them handle my case. I wish I could have took my small claims case to their court. Yeah. I wanted to go on TV on their show. I actually knew a couple people that went on some of those shows to like to have their cases handled on TV.
Oh, you knew people that did it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be the best.
A couple people that did that, yeah.
I told Jack this. I met a judge.
Oh, yeah?
On Saturday night. Shout out Judge Ranji. I met her at... she's a Delaware judge.
Yeah.
I met her at my wife's at the Brandywine Valley SPCA gala. She comes up. She introduces herself. Now, this is a judge, a very, like, an important person with an important thing.
Yeah.
And she says to me, I have something I got to talk to you about. I'm like, what? She was like, you guys said the camera would get hurt. And you said that you were going to make Jack just finish him and beat him even if he was hurt. She was like, Jack should have played that basketball game on Tuesday, even though Jack... She was like, he's just going to get hurt again. And I said, I know. Jack wanted...
She's locked in.
She was locked in.
And I'm sorry to let you down, Judge.
Yeah.
But I think if you were overseeing this case, I think you would also say, the guy's in a boot.
Which means she listens to the show when she's getting off work.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh,
how
yeah.
about that?
Yeah, she was a big fan, which I appreciated. But very came up later and said, really, Jack should have played. This was like an hour later. Came up, insisted Jack should have played.
I tell you what. Doesn't sound like she has a lot of mercy in her court.
Well,
seriously, yeah.
She
doesn't care.
She said to me, she goes, you should have made him do it. And I'm like, all right, look. Jack is a 31-year-old father of two.
Yes.
I can only make him do so much, you know.
I was going to say, you could tell she listened to the show because she feels like you could have made
him
do it.
I could have, yes. 215-592-9494. Spanky in Southwest
Spanky.
Philly.
Oh,
Spanky.
Spanks.
You're on WIP. What's up, Spanks?
What's up, fellas? So, it's crazy because I didn't even know that was the question about Josh Allen and Jalen. And I was just thinking, well, after watching that game yesterday, man, that dude is decent.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a problem. Yeah.
Golly. Even when we played them, I think was it last year we came in?
That was 2 years. Josh Allen was awesome in that game, too.
Yeah, that dude.
Although he did throw a pick to Coach Bradbury.
Yeah, but you know what? At one time they was talking about how reckless he was. But, man, I don't know.
He's not really reckless anymore.
I'd rather have that dude, man. And, hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So it's twofold. One, I got to go back to last week when we played Dallas. Like, how come somebody ain't pull that young boy to the side and when they saw him mouthing off the back, why nobody ain't get in his ear and say, yo, man, stop and grab him?
I was thinking the same thing, Spank. I was thinking the same thing. Like, well, he's the only one on that side of the ball. Where the hell is the teammate at to grab him to come back?
That feels like a Zach Bond moment, by the way.
Yeah,
like, if it feels
on, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll be 54 in December, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, and I hire a whole lot of young boys at my job, and I try to get them off the street because just to get them off the streets. But I looked at that young boy, and I'm saying, how somebody just didn't get in his ear and grab? What happened to somebody that's going and tugging him like, yo?
I wonder
come
if
on,
that's
man.
A BG spot last year.
Definitely would have been a BG spot. Yeah. Like Spike just said, that's a Zach Bond type of a thing because I'm thinking about anybody else on the defense. Like, who else would have done it?
And then, too.
Everybody else is young.
Yeah, everybody else is young. That's a Bond.
And they were all teammates at Georgia, and he was always the big dog. So what are they going to say?
And then here's my other part, the AJ part, right? Ike,
Yeah.
How does Jalen not go to them and say, listen, that game probably wouldn't even have been that close had we had got our two best receivers in the game, man. Like, AJ can dominate. And whether he's covered or not, you throw him the ball, he's going to get it. And I don't understand how, like, they just made the Cowboys look too good, if you ask me.
You're like that game didn't have to be as hard as it was.
Exactly. You got two potentially Pro Bowlers on either side, and I just don't understand why we got to make it so hard. Like, throw the ball to ball. Like, get the offense and get these cats involved.
I think AJ agrees with you.
I agree with you too, Spank. I do, man.
And here's my TV show. I don't know if it's been said, but.
Favorite daytime TV show. Yeah, what do you got?
I can watch Law & Order SVU all day, bro. All day.
Yeah, it's not. But,
it turned in syndication into that.
Yeah, I don't think. Now, we'll have to decide this when we give away the tickets.
Yeah.
I don't think you can say Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Just because of the syndication.
Yeah, just because it's in syndication.
Yeah.
There are shows that they had to air originally in
That's
the daytime.
That's what I'm thinking, yes.
I think to be considered.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, those are all good answers, but to me, the winner would be a winner that was in the daytime.
And, you know, to Spank's point about the Cowboys game, like, I have come to a place where I'm like, look, you get the win, it's the first week of the season,
sure.
You move on.
Yeah, win's a win. We've always said that.
100%. However, There just were things in that game
Without
that could
question.
Be indicative
yes.
of issues moving forward, both things that we expected and things that we saw last year. So the getting the wide receivers on the offense, just getting the wide receivers the ball, and then defensively, like cornerback edge, not getting pressure on Dak Prescott.
Well, here's the other thing. We just watched Justin Herbert throw for 350 yards, whatever that was.
Yep.
But that means the Chiefs' passing defense can't be that great.
That's a good point. Yes.
So, I mean, I got Quentin Johnston out there scoring two touchdowns. And
yep, he stinks.
So this could be an opportunity. If Spags comes in with the same game plan like he had in the Super Bowl, then we ought to take advantage of it.
I also noticed a little bit of infighting on the Chiefs defense during that game.
Oh,
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, there's some yelling at the end between
Chris Jones. Yeah, that's two or three times I've seen Chris Jones go after a teammate to where he's sort of trying to chastise them on the sideline. Now, I'm not in the huddle. He's a leader. He sees something. I'm just saying, you don't want to have those video images out there.
Week one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the leader is constantly chewing somebody out.
Yeah. By the way, 83% of Justin Herbert's targets were to wide receivers.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Well, he was slinging it.
Yeah.
Now the Eagles could be getting some more receiver help, Ike.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They worked out Quez Watkins today. And KJ Osborne.
Is something wrong with somebody?
It just seems like there's been a lot of elevated the practice squad, cut from the roster. Like Kenyon Green has been on the practice squad, the regular roster, and cut. It seems like 8 times so far this year.
Well, they're just trying to hide the fact they traded for a bad player. They don't know what to do with him.
Yeah, yeah.
They did also work out Mike Hilton earlier.
That was the one I thought you were going to bring up.
Yeah.
Because as Elliot sort of quote tweeted that, it could mean that they're thinking about moving Coop outside. I mean, if Mike Hilton is primarily a nickel corner, I wouldn't move Cooper outside. Again, shoulder pads way too big corner.
Put the guys in the situations where they're best.
Where they play their best at.
Where they're, like, that should be the job. And I think even if you have a worse outside corner, you're
moving Coop out there.
No, because then you have a worse person in Coop's position and a worse person at outside corner. Like, you're weakening yourself at two spots.
Also, he's a special player when he's in that.
Yeah. I can't use Coop the way I want to at corner.
Nah.
Come on. What are we doing?
Come on. Coming up next, Shady had some comments on getting AJ the ball.
Yep.
And we'll get you ready for Phil's Mets, game one.
Yeah.
And the Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6. Oh, there's a lot.
And a text line spike.
No, we don't need to do that.
And the text line.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.